We turn to matters of an insurance sort, and we have a chat every Monday morning to Christelle Coleman, an insurance expert at Old Mutual Insurance. And is it possible for you to be underinsured or overinsured? And what does this mean? And how bad can it actually be for you if you happen to be under or overinsured? Now, we have the answers for you in today's edition of Insurance with Christelle Coleman. And the problem with the situation is that you're probably going and saying to yourself, now, how in heaven's name can I be underinsured or overinsured? You know, they ask me, how much do I want to value my home at? How much do I want to value everything at? And then I would just basically say, no, 350,000 or 400,000. And you sort of take a guess. So what an insurance company did with me one day was say to me, here's a form and walk into each and every room and write down what is in that room. And you eventually come up with the total value of what is in your home, because you cannot just look at your house and estimate that. So are we underinsured or overinsured? Christelle, a very good morning to you on a Monday morning. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning. Well, Zane, I think, you know, we are in a position to actually pull on statistical data around this topic. And what we're finding in South Africa, because there's been hundreds of thousands of these insurance valuations conducted by external professional individuals, is that 8 out of 10 people are underinsured by 40% or more. So it's a big problem. People don't understand the concept of how are you supposed to value your building and your contents? You know, our biggest asset we will ever own in our lives are our private homes. And the underinsurance problem is just as big on the buildings as under the contents. And it's severe. If you imagine if you own a 2 million rand house, 40% being deducted off that house can ruin you financially if you have a very large claim. So it's a very important topic to discuss, and I'm glad we're unpacking it a bit this morning.
So how do I know whether or not I'm overinsured or underinsured? And I bring it back to a number of things, as you said, in terms of your house. And what people don't understand, Christelle, is that you need to have separate insurance for the contents of your house. So let's say if your geyser burst, but your carpet is also damaged in the process, those are all separate things that need to be insured. And then the big thorn in the side is obviously when you look at your car, because the value of your car goes down every single year. And eventually what happens is that you're in an accident, they pay you out market value, and you can't replace it with a new car. So where are you overinsured and where are you underinsured, Christelle?
Okay. So our car insurance is a little bit different from buildings and contents. So the most important thing to remember when you talk about buildings and contents is when you do your, you were just talking about the form, it's an inventory calculation. So you do an inventory of your home contents, or you do a calculation of your building, is that you have to determine the price, the value to rebuild or rebuy every single item in your home. So if you have a TV in your spare bedroom from 1986 and you paid, you know, 2,000 rand for it, how much would it cost to replace that TV today? Every single item in your contents, your old clothes, your old handbags, everything you have to determine, we call it new for old, because the basis of your insurance is new for old. And that's the value that you have to insure it for. So, you know, if you're irritated every year because your insurance company increases your sum insured by, you know, 8 or 10%, it's because they want to make sure that once you've done the calculation that you stay up to date with your insurance replacement value. And that's the biggest mistake people make, is that they don't insure for replacement value. They don't do the calculation. So there are two ways. You can either do this yourself, and, you know, go through your home and take that form. All insurance companies will be able to provide you with that form. And then also maybe ask a builder friend to help you with the cost to recalculate the value, you know, to rebuild your building. Or you could get an independent person to do it for you. Some insurance companies will pay for the cost of that, like we pay for it to have the valuations done. Or you can pay for it yourself, because those, you know, the 2,000 or 3,000 rand it costs to have a professional valuation done is nothing compared to what you can lose if you have a claim and you are underinsured.
And the concept of being underinsured or overinsured, and some people say, but how can the insurance company, penalize me if I'm overinsured?
Well, they can't, because, you know, if you're overinsured, you'll be penalized by, you'll be paying premium on something that you won't get paid out for. And I want to use an example of over insurance that I once came across. We had a client who, a foreign client, it's a very, you know, expensive property, but it paints the picture. They bought a property in Backoven, you know, one of those little cabins that's sort of right on the beachfront, oceanfront. Yeah. Yeah. They paid 15 million rand for it at the time, 2-3 years ago, and they insured it for 15 million. And when they came across to the company that I worked for, we went out to do the valuation. And the insurance, the replacement valuation was only about 5 million because it was just a two-bedroom bungalow, but right on the beachfront. So people confuse market value with insurance replacement value. If your bank comes out to do a valuation of your property, it's not an insurance replacement valuation. They determine what is the value of that property because to bond it. So you must, that is not the right indication at all. You have to figure out how much will it cost to rebuild this property and include architect's fees and removal of rubble and all those extras. It's about 10-15% that you add on extra, and then you have the correct insurance replacement value. And if we look at the Nizza fires last year, the single biggest problem that we had with all those fires was that people were severely underinsured. It's holiday homes. They don't pay attention to it, and a lot of people couldn't rebuild because they got paid out 40% less, 50% less of what it would have cost to rebuild the property.
Yeah.
So it's a very big problem.
How common is this in the insurance world? Is it? I know under insurance is very, very prevalent, and a number of people just don't update, every single year or every 2 years. So how common is this in people's insurance?
Yeah. No, I think overinsurance is not nearly as big as an issue as the underinsurance. You know, people are, they rather err on the side of caution and underinsure themselves. Mm. So you were talking just about motor insurance as well. Motor insurance is different because your car is insured for retail value, and the insurance companies actually adjust that information every year because it's a lot more of an exact science. They know exactly what the description of your car is, and then we get all the information from TransUnion, a database, and we can see, you know, that car will, you will pay so much to buy it. So that's what you insure it for. But a building and contents is different because every single building and every single contents is different from the one next to it. So it's really, and the thing is, there's this concept of, they call it the average condition. So if you are underinsured, and I just want to quickly explain how that works.
Yeah.
If your house is insured for 100 rand, and then you have a claim and the insurance company comes out and they say, well, actually your house should be insured for 200 rand. The concept is you are only insured for 50% of the actual value, so the insurance company will only pay out 50% of your claim.
Yeah.
So that's why it's quite severe.
And the how often should I then be updating my policy? Every year, every second? Because it seems like, I think most people just take out insurance and then next year it just goes on and goes on and goes on. So how often should I be updating my insurance policy?
Well, I think it's very important that you make, even if just before, because we're all planning to go on holiday and it's the fire season in the Western Cape, it's really a very good time for you to make sure that you get your insurance values correct on buildings and contents. If you've got it correct, it's just a matter of updating it every year when your policy comes up for renewal. The insurance company will advise you on what's the acceptable sum insured increase if you have, but it's about getting the correct starting point. And that's what people don't do, is they never sit down like you've done and walk through their home and do a proper inventory calculation and a proper calculation of the value or to replace their buildings. So you have to get that correct starting point. When you've got that, it's just a matter of ticking over, unless, of course, you have extensive redecorations done at home, or you decide to revamp the interior of your home and you buy a whole bunch of new things for the contents. But otherwise, yes, get it right.
Just very, 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 very quickly. If a person adds things onto your home, so let's say, for instance, now you've added two air conditioners into your place, do you need to let your insurance company know?
Yes, any purchase, additional purchase of a higher value, not just like, normal stuff, but if it's something, say, over 10,000-15,000 rand, you have to update your sum insured, otherwise you fall behind again.
There we go.
That's important.
Christel Komen, insurance expert at Old Mutual, thank you for your time and giving us some sound advice in terms of overinsuring and underinsuring.